Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 16, Members Version. Bonjour à tous et à toutes. Welcome to another episode of Coffee Break French. Now, this episode is a little different from our recent episodes in that we're not going to be focusing on one of the texts from Alf, Katie and Veronica. Instead, we're going to be looking at a particular element of French grammar that we've covered in a few lessons recently, and that is the subjunctive. This episode is a review of what we've learned so far with the subjunctive, and we'll be introducing a few new elements too. Alors, est-ce que vous êtes prêts? Allez, c'est parti! Now, the idea of what we're going to be doing in this lesson is looking at some of the examples that we've covered so far, and we're going to be categorizing these so that when we learn new subjunctives in the future, or new situations which require the subjunctive in the future, we'll be able to put these into categories, and it will help you understand exactly when you use the subjunctive in French. However, before we get to that, we're going to start by looking at the formation of the subjunctive, the present subjunctive, of regular verbs. Can you remember how this is formed? Normally, when you're learning a new tense, you have a starting point, and the starting point for the present subjunctive is in fact the third person plural of the present indicative. So let's have a think about that. If we go to the verb parler, to speak, how would you say they speak or they are speaking in the present indicative? It's il parle, and that's spelled P-A-R-L-E-N-T. Now, to start conjugating the subjunctive, the present subjunctive, we're going to go to this il parle, P-A-R-L-E-N-T form, take off the E-N-T and add our subjunctive endings. Now, I know that we've come across this already in a previous lesson, but I think it's worth reviewing it so that the formation of the subjunctive becomes second nature to you. So we'll be taking the E-N-T ending, the third person plural ending of the present indicative, taking off the E-N-T and adding our subjunctive endings. And what are those subjunctive endings? Well, they are E, E-S, E, I-O-N-S, I-E-Z, E-N-T. So, for parler, that gives je parle, ending in E, tu parles, ending in E-S, il parle, ending in E, nous parlions, ending in I-O-N-S, vous parliez, ending in I-E-Z, and il parle, ending in E-N-T. Now, these probably sound quite familiar. As we said before, they're very similar to the present indicative in an ER verb, with the exception of the nous and the vous form, which, to confuse you a little further, actually sound like the imperfect indicative. Nous parlions, in the imperfect indicative, would mean we were speaking. Vous parliez, you were speaking. But normally, the context or the triggers will help you identify whether it's an imperfect tense or whether it's a subjunctive. Now, the fact that we are going to the third person plural ending, the ENT form, means that for ER verbs, there's very little difference. However, for IR and RE verbs, there's more of a difference. Let's take finir. In the indicative, finir is conjugated as follows. Je finis, tu finis, il finit, nous finissons, vous finissez, ils finissent. So following that same rule of going to the third person plural, ils finissent, we take off the ENT, and we're left with F-I-N-I-S-S as our stem for the subjunctive. This means the present subjunctive of finir is je finis, ending in I, tu finis, yes, ils finissent, I, nous finissions, I-O-N-S, vous finissiez, I-E-Z, ils finissent, E-N-T. And with an RE verb, let's take vendre, we go to the third person plural, ils vendent, V-E-N-D-E-N-T, and we take off the E-N-T and add the endings for the present subjunctive, giving je vende, tu vendes, ils vendent, nous vendions, vous vendiez, ils vendent. Now, over the past few lessons, we've also come across some irregular verbs in the subjunctive. Let's first of all look at être, to be. The present subjunctive of être is je sois, S-O-I-S, tu sois, S-O-I-S, il soit, S-O-I-T, nous soyons, S-O-Y-O-N-S, vous soyez, S-O-Y-E-Z, and il soit, S-O-I-E-N-T. Let's also take avoir. Avoir in the present subjunctive is conjugated as follows. J'ai, that's A-I-E. Tu es, A-I-E-S. Il est, A-I-T. Nous ayons, A-Y-O-N-S. Vous ayez, A-Y-E-Z. Ils aient, A-I-E-N-T. It is quite difficult to think of these verbs out of context, particularly because they're subjunctives. But in just a moment, we'll be looking at some examples of the verbs, and it's useful to know the full conjugations before we get to that stage. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, whom you may recognise as the voice of Alf, and we discuss the cultural text and answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's consider two or three more irregular verbs in the subjunctive. We'll go to faire, first of all. Now, if we were following the rules, then the third person plural of faire in the indicative would be ils font. But there isn't even an ENT to take off the end. And that means that faire is irregular in the present subjunctive. The formation is je fasse, F-A-S-S-E. Tu fasses, F-A-S-S-E-S. Il fasse, F-A-S-S-E. Nous fassions, F-A-S-S-I-O-N-S. vous fassiez, F-A-S-S-I-E-Z, il fasse, F-A-S-S-E-N-T. We've also covered pouvoir. Pouvoir, in the subjunctive, becomes je puisse, P-U-I-S-S-E, tu puisses, P-U-I-S-S-E-S, il puisse, P-U-I-S-S-E. Nous puissions, P-U-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, vous puissiez, P-U-I-S-S-I-E-Z, il puisse, P-U-I-S-S-E-N-T. And one final irregular verb before we move on to the situations where you use the subjunctive, and that is the verb aller, a very common verb. This becomes in the subjunctive j'aille, A-I-L-L-E, j'aille. Tu ailles, A-I-L-L-E-S. Il aille, A-I-L-L-E. Nous allions, A-L-L-I-O-N-S. Vous alliez, A-L-L-I-E-Z. Ils aillent, A-I-L-L-E-N-T. So it's useful to know these common irregular verbs. That's être, avoir, pouvoir, faire, and aller. And of course, there are other examples of verbs that are irregular in the subjunctive, but these are perhaps the most common ones. It's time now to focus on when you use the subjunctive and these triggers that we've been speaking about before. We're going to begin by looking at certain conjunctions that necessitate the subjunctive. And the first of these is the expression bien que. Have a listen to this excerpt from a recent lesson.
J'ai l'impression qu'elle aimerait bien être prof. Et je pense que mes histoires l'ont convaincue que c'est un travail enrichissant, bien que des fois ce soit difficile.
So this was taken from the last lesson in which Alf was talking about Katie. He said that he thinks that she would like to be a teacher. It's a very enriching job, although at times it's difficult. Listen again to that last section.
Et je pense que mes histoires l'ont convaincu que c'est un travail enrichissant, bien que des fois ce soit difficile.
Bien que des fois ce soit difficile, although at times it is difficult. So, if you just wanted to say it's difficult, of course you say c'est difficile. However, here, it's difficult follows although. Bien que ce soit difficile. Bien que ce soit difficile. So, anytime you need to use the expression although, you need to follow it with the subjunctive. Okay, so conjunctions is one group of triggers for the subjunctive. Another group of triggers for the subjunctive would be when you're talking about feelings or emotions or expressing an opinion. We've already seen a few examples of this. Let's go back to when Alf was talking about his daughter Sophie and the fact that she is happy that her mum can help her with the newborn twins.
Michael, le mari de Sophie, travaille dans l'industrie pétrolière et il doit voyager beaucoup. Donc Sophie est contente que sa mère puisse l'aider avec les nouveau-nés.
So, Sophie is happy that her mum can help her with the newborns. Sophie est contente que sa mère puisse l'aider. Now, that's subjunctive because we are expressing an opinion, or Sophie is expressing an opinion that something is the case. Sophie is happy that should ring alarm bells for the subjunctive. I am happy that you are here. Je suis content que tu sois ici, ou que tu sois là. And in another example from Alf, we have a situation where he is saying it's incredible that. He's giving an opinion. He's saying it's incredible that there are still teachers who do visits.
C'est incroyable qu'il y ait encore des profs qui fassent des visites.
So, c'est incroyable que, it's incredible that, il y ait encore des profs, that there are still teachers who want to do visits. There are still teachers who want to do visits. This second subjunctive is slightly different. It's actually dependent on a different set of circumstances. And we'll come to that in the future when we're talking about a specific thing. So don't worry about that just now. If you focus on c'est incroyable qu'il y ait encore des profs, it's incredible that there are still teachers. Let's move on to another area of subjunctive triggers. And these are where demands or orders are involved. Let's think about one expression that we are very familiar with by now, and that is il faut que. Il faut que. It is necessary that. Which, as you know, is followed by the subjunctive. Here are a couple of examples of il faut que.
Raquel est très gentille. Et c'est bien parce qu'elle ne parle pas anglais. Donc il faut que nous parlions en français ensemble. Oh là là, vous avez vu ça? Mon premier subjonctif.
So, Katie's first subjunctive was il faut que nous parlions en français ensemble. It is necessary that we speak in French together. Nous parlions being the subjunctive form of parler for nous.
Donc il faut que nous parlions en français ensemble.
And another example of il faut que from Veronica this time.
Voilà. Il faut que je file.
Il faut que je file. It means something like, I must go, I must dash. Il faut que je file. And file, F-I-L-E, is another subjunctive. Of course, it doesn't really sound like a subjunctive because it's a present tense regular ER verb. And therefore, je file, indicative, and je file, subjunctive, are exactly the same. Now, we will be coming across many more examples of the subjunctive in future episodes, but I just thought it would be useful to recap on what we've learned so far. I hope that this episode has been useful to you in your understanding of the subjunctive. As I said, we will be covering more examples of the subjunctive, but as we cover them in the future, we'll be putting them into these categories, whether they are representing demands or orders, whether they're expressing emotions and feelings or opinions, or if they're conjunctions. And we'll also cover a few other situations or triggers which require the subjunctive. Next week, we'll be returning to Katie and her texts from the Côte d'Azur and her interesting life down there now that she has her boyfriend who happens to have an interesting mother involved in the film industry and so on. You'll be finding out lots more about that next time. For now, merci beaucoup. Il faut que je filme, il faut que j'y aille, il faut que nous finissions cet épisode. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.